I must go and see your mother.
Thank you, Dr. Forrest. Peter?
What?
It was all my fault.
Oh, rot.
I knew it was wrong to quarrel. I wanted to say so, but somehow I couldn't.
Well, don't drivel. If you're not careful, Bobby, you'll turn into a little Sunday school prig.
I don't mean to be a prig.
Well, I'm glad it was me that was hurt. If it had been you, you'd have been lying on the sofa like a suffering angel and being the light of the anxious household, and I couldn't have stood it.
I wouldn't have carried on like that.
Oh, yes, you would.
I tell you, I wouldn't.
I tell you, you would.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Bobby, Peter, quarrelling again already.
After my disaster with Peter and the rake, I tried not to quarrel with him. And I tried not to be a prig. But Mother was busy and Peter wasn't able to move about. And before I knew it, things went from bad to worse.
Hello, Miss Roberta.
How's the young gent?
Peter's better, thanks, Perks. But he's most frightfully bored. I wondered if you'd got any magazines from your waiting room you could lend him.
Magazines? I'm afraid I sent the pick of them to Snigson's boy. He must get in over the pneumonia. There's these illustrated papers left.
Oh, Peter will like those.
Well, you can take them with pleasure. There's lots of pictures. If Peter wants to mess them about with his paint box, why, let him. I don't want them.
You're a dear, Perks. Bye now.
Bye for now.
I had to wait at the level crossing. That's when I noticed the article in the newspaper. It was staring at me from the top of the pile. There was a photograph of Father. The headline read, End of trial, verdict and sentence. There was Father's name and the verdict. Guilty. And the sentence, 5 years penal servitude.
Roberta, what is it, darling?
This, Mummy. It's not true. It can't be true.
Of course it's not true. But there were letters. Incriminating evidence. Someone in Father's office was spying. He must have planted the letters in Father's desk.
But who?
There was a colleague who was always jealous of your father because Daddy was so clever and everyone liked him.
Couldn't we explain all that to somebody?
Nobody will listen, darling. Do you suppose I've not tried everything? No, my dearest. There's nothing to be done but to be brave and patient.
I'll try, Mother.
We won't talk of this anymore. Now, wash your face and let's go out into the garden.
I didn't mention my discovery to Peter or Phyllis, but I did write another letter to the kindly old gentleman on the 9:15 train.
Good morning, sir.
Perks. Good morning.
A letter for you, sir, from Miss Roberta.
Thank you, Perks. My dear old...